Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night. It is 11 o'clock on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, we have a very special show. And I am joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are you tonight?
Oh, if I was any better, I'd be twins, and we both know that would be very bad.
I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole tonight. That's okay. But you are right. We do have a huge show. It is very special. It is the NWF. We are returning to Fairfield, Ohio, Saturday night, December the 29th, for the Fight After Christmas. And it is action-packed, top to bottom, side to side, front to back. No matter how you look at it, that card is stacked.
Absolutely.
I am not sure the UAW Hall can contain all this action.
It's definitely going to be one hell of a show. That's for sure.
And we are being joined by I will give credit where credit's due. We are being joined by a very special guest this evening, the most decorated champion in NWF history, one third of the Crimson Mafia, the Mercenary, Anthony Bryant.
Hello?
We got
you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Well, I've been better.
In all sincerity, I hope you had a really nice Christmas.
It was a much-needed break.
I can understand that. But you've had your break. Let's talk about this Saturday night, the Fight After Christmas, the UAW Hall in Fairfield. For all of this, this is our last show of 2018, and nobody's going to send the year out quite like the NWF.
Well, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We got a six-man tag, the Crimson Mafia, against the NWF Tag Team Champions for now, the Natty Boys, and their partner, TNA Hall of Famer from Impact Wrestling, it's the Monster Abyss.
Absolutely, and that is going to be one hell of a match. I mean,
we got a lot on the line. We have the Crimson Mafia fighting. We are fighting for what's rightfully ours. We are fighting for another opportunity at the NWF Tag Team Championship. We shouldn't have to fight for an opportunity for what's rightfully ours. If it wasn't for the Monster Abyss, we would still be the NWF Tag Team Champions, still the longest reigning NWF Tag Team Champions in history.
Very true. And to your point, you're not only fighting for an opportunity to challenge for those titles one more time, you're also fighting to stay together as a group. I mean, let's face it, if you guys aren't on the same page and you don't walk out of Fairfield victorious, the three of you have to disband permanently. There will be no more Mafia.
Well, this goes back to the much-needed break. I haven't spoke to Wildcat Chris Harris, and I have not spoke to Lord Crew. I don't know what is going on with those two. But come Fairfield, the UAW Hall, the Crimson Mafia will unite one The Crimson Mafia will unite as one. The Crimson Mafia will prove that our blood, we are family. Nothing is going to come in between us. And the Crimson Mafia will soon be the NWF Tag Team Champions once again. Not even a monster, not even Abyss can stand in our way.
Well, now let's talk about some stuff that's happened rather recently. I mean, obviously, 2 weeks ago at Bone Crushers, you went one-on-one with Josh Adams. Neither Lord Crew nor Wildcat Chris Harris were nowhere to be found. I mean, who? Do you know where they were? Because they certainly didn't have your back, and Josh Adams got one heck of a victory over you on that night due to a distraction by somebody playing the music of the Monster Abyss.
Playing games with Anthony Bryan. I can play games too, Abyss. I can play games too, Natty Boys. The Crimson Mafia, we can play games, and when we play games, we play dirty.
And then, just before that, you were nowhere to be seen when we were in Covington. I mean, you guys are brothers, you're a unit, but yet you don't seem to be communicating very well as of late. We can even go to Wilmington, Ohio, where, due to a miscommunication, you lost to Alex Hayden and Christopher Michael Lotus.
Yeah, let's go back to Bone Crushers. Last time I was there, I said there has been some miscommunication within the Crimson Mafia. I admit that. I'm sure Wildcat and I'm sure Lord Crew would admit that. There has been some miscommunications between the Crimson Mafia. But come this Saturday in Fairfield, the Crimson Mafia will be on the same page with one goal, and that's the NWF Tag Team Championship, because the Crimson Mafia is not going anywhere. The Crimson Mafia will be stronger than ever when we leave Fairfield with the opportunity at the NWF Tag Team Championship, an opportunity that we are after, because we are going to set a new record. We will beat our standing record and become the second longest reigning tag team in NWF history, only beating our own number.
Well, and in Wilmington, the miscommunication between you and Lord Crew, after that match, you two literally went after one another. I mean, is there dissension? Is there animosity there?
I got a little hot-headed in Wilmington. I got a little hot-headed in Fairfield. Me and Lord Crew have had words with one another. But we're men, we're brothers, we're family. We are the Crimson Mafia, and nothing is good. They're just trying to tear us apart. The NWF Army's trying to tear us apart. The Natty Boys are trying to tear us apart. The Monster Abyss is driving that wedge in between us, but we're not going to let that happen.
Sorry to point out the obvious, but it really seems like it's having quite that effect. There seems to be a huge, huge gaping hole in the fabric of the Crimson Mafia. I mean, when was the last time you guys picked up a big tag team victory? I mean, whether it be one of you hits the other one, somebody wasn't there to break up the pin.
You know what, Miss Callie? I think you're just trying to stir the pot. You're trying to get underneath my skin, and I'm not going to let that happen. I am focused on Fairfield, Ohio this coming Saturday night. I am focused on regaining, our opportunity at the NWF Championship. I will do whatever I have to do to make sure that happens.
But are your partners sharing that focus?
Well, call them up. Ask them.
You said yourself you haven't spoken with either of them.
I haven't. I said you call them up. You ask them.
I may just have to do that. We'll circle back to this, but let's talk about some of the other huge matchups that are taking place this Saturday in Fairfield. Speaking of poor choices in words, miscommunications, let's talk about Jesse Hyde's opportunity to earn a shot at the Tri-State Championship. Last time we were in Fairfield, Adam Swayze said, sure, if you can beat an opponent of your own choosing, which I don't know about you, those are dumb words for any champion to say to somebody that's trying to get a shot at them. Because you never know who they're going to pick. And Jesse Hyde. Chose Gideon Weinstein.
You know, Jesse Hyde. Gideon Weinstein. Jesse Hyde actually did something smart. He chose Gideon Weinstein because that's the level that Jesse Hyde is on. He's capitalizing on another opportunity that was given to him because he's Fairfield's favorite son. Jesse, your time has come and gone. Adam Swayze, the star of the Northern Wrestling Federation, the star of Hollywood, is your Tri-State champion. And I promise you, Gideon Weinstein, he's not going to let anything change that.
He's definitely in for a long night, we'll say it that way, because I don't know that Gideon Weinstein has ever faced anybody quite like Jesse Hyde, who, as I'm sure you're well aware, can be rather unorthodox in there. But he's also very
Gideon Weinstein is not even a wrestler. He's an agent. He handles the business side of Adam Swayze. Gideon Weinstein has no business competing in the professional wrestling ring.
Yet come this Saturday, that's exactly what he's going to be doing, thanks to the words of his own client, allowing Jesse Hyde to choose his own opponent. There were no exceptions in there. Choose your own opponent. That would be like you choosing to face Boss Man in a match. I mean,
we've let that happen. I'm sorry. I was fantasizing about super kicking Boss Man in the face. God, that sounds so much fun. Anyways, on to the next match.
That does actually sound like I would enjoy that. I would totally enjoy watching that, but that's beside the point. We've got the big man, the muscle of the protected ones, Muldoon, taking on an up-and-coming on a hot streak like you couldn't believe. All of the above, Josh Adams, in a rematch from this past time that we were in Fairfield. Now.
Oh, Josh, you've got a lot to learn. And picking a fight with the big man Muldoon, that's one way to learn. You're going to learn the hard way. You're going
to
learn that everyone wants to be a protected one, right? That's what Muldoon used to say.
Yes, very much so. And that's a good way to learn how to shorten your career. I mean, I'm a fan of Josh Adams. I think the kid's got a lot of talent, a lot of heart.
You're the only one.
That's just, you know, that's a fight I don't know that I would recommend anybody picking. I mean, unless you can match size and strength with Muldoon, which there are very few people that can, I'd steer as far from that as I could.
Absolutely.
We've got Pompano Joe hosting his home goal play that challenge, which to date he is still undefeated.
Well, can you give us a clue? I know you have some kind of inside source on what's going to be. Who's accepting the challenge of Pompano Joe?
I honestly, I wish I knew. I'm eager with anticipation, just like the NWF Army, to see who's going to step up, who's going to take that challenge, who's going to try to end the undefeated streak in that Homie Don't Play That Challenge this Saturday in Fairfield. We've seen people come very close. We've seen OVE member Dave Crist. We've seen Bruce Gray. A multitude of members of the Northern Wrestling Federation locker room have taken on Pompano Joe. And they all just seem to come up just a little too short.
Pompano Joe is on a roll. He is on a roll right now. I can't wait. I can't wait to see who accepts the challenge.
Is there anyone that can really stop him at this point? That's the question I think that's running for a lot of people's minds. Let's talk about another one that's buzzing through the NWF Army, through the internet, with all kinds of anticipation, of thoughts of what this match is going to look like when we see, in a triple threat match, the 22-year-old stud of the NWF, Jay Donaldson, taking on Christopher Michael Lotus and the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams. Now, I know you saw the ending to the Dozer Memorial Battle Royal.
I was there.
It was pointed out very clearly. Jay Donaldson was eliminated. Obviously, the referee didn't see it. Bossman saw it. The
That's
referee, however, did not. Unfortunately, the referee did not. So, obviously, if the referee doesn't see it, I guess
it didn't
to
happen.
Maybe... Well, it happened, but the referee didn't see it, so therefore, in their mind, it didn't happen. He then eliminates Christopher Michael Lotus as he's trying to throw out Aaron Williams. Aaron Williams does manage to eliminate Jay Donaldson for the second time. And that was the shortest-lived victory I think I have ever seen, as that seven-foot monster from the Future Stars roster, Big Cuz, made his presence known once again, demolishing anything and everything in his path. Now, who knows where he's going to be at Saturday night, but you put individuals like Jay Donaldson, Aaron Williams, and Christopher Michael Lotus in that ring together, that is going to be explosive.
Absolutely. That word itself describes that match perfectly. Explosive. Anything can happen. The 22-year-old state Jay Donaldson. The baddest man alive, Aaron Williams, and Christopher Michael Lotus colliding in what will be a battle to end 2018. Unbelievable. I'm already predicting it. It's going to be off the charts. It's going to be explosive.
Speaking of explosives, speaking of feuds, speaking of people that are under people's skins, Mr. Right Now, Andrew Reed, has elected...
He's not under my skin. Let me talk about Andrew Reed for a second. Here's a kid given an opportunity to rise to the occasion, and he joined the main roster. He earned that opportunity to be on the main roster of the NWF, and he's doing everything he can to survive on the main roster. I give it up to Andrew Reed. He's doing right now.
While he's definitely making a statement, making an impact, he has elected to pick a fight with probably one of the more dangerous individuals to pick fights with. In the king of the fight, the Titan. I mean, he's picked up cheap victories. He's taken all kinds of credit for the termination of Jordan Clearwater. Last time we were in Fairfield,
not wrong.
Titan. Oh, he got Jordan fired, but not without help. But then in this past time in Fairfield, Titan picked up a victory, tried to shake the kid's hand. Not only did he lay out the Titan, he brought a sledgehammer into that ring and shattered the Titan's mask. Now, probably very lucky that wasn't the Titan's face, but still. Over the past number of weeks, we've heard both of these gentlemen say this is going to be a fight. Andrew Reed has proclaimed this is going to be a funeral for the Titan.
And Andrew Reed, he's young, he's hungry. Why not go after the king? You want to pick a fight? Pick a fight with the king of the fight, former NWF champion, the Titan. He's not one to mess around with, but I give it up to Andrew Reed. Go big or go home, right?
You can say that, but would you want to stand across the ring from a very angry, very pissed off Titan?
No. No, I would not.
You've got to be
smart. That's not a fight that I picked. That's on Andrew Reed.
Credit where credit's, I mean, he's bringing the fight to him, but I think there was probably a better way to do it than how he's elected to go about. Because
he has promised a funeral of the Titan.
I will tell you now, I have never seen the Titan. He seems like he's angry. He's pissed off. And truth be told, I typically don't feel sorry for people that have brought these instances on themselves. I really kind of feel sorry for Andrew Reed in a way this Saturday. Because that is one
I know Andrew Reed is ready for the Titan, but I hope he's ready for what he's unleashed.
And there's the million-dollar question right there. Is he ready for that? And people, you will have to be in Fairfield this Saturday to find that out. Some of the other great competitors you're going
to
see.
Where can they get tickets? Where can they get tickets to Fairfield?
Tickets for Fairfield are available currently at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Remember, VIPs are $15. General admission are $8 if you get them at the BP station on Main Street, or $10 at the door. You want to get there early. You want to get the best seats in the house. Let me tell you, VIP, $15, well worth the money spent for those tickets, because you are up close. You are in people's faces. You have the best seat in the house for all of the action that is going to take place this Saturday night, December the 29th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. Doors open at 6:30, 7:30 bell time. It's going to be wild. It is going to be electric. It is going to be a night to remember. It is going to be a fight, the fight after Christmas. I mean, you figure.
Well, Kelly,
I
couldn't have said it any better. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to jump off here. And I'll see everyone this Saturday in Fairfield.
Mercenary, I will see you Saturday. Best of luck to you and the Mafia, because if you guys aren't on the same page.
Don't worry. The Crimson Mafia will be fine. We will be on our way to regaining the NWF Tag Team Championship when we go through the Natty Boys and the Impact Wrestling Superstar, the Monster Abyss.
I sincerely, I hope you were right about that, Mercenary. I will see you this Saturday. Ace Diamond, are you going to be there Saturday night in Fairfield?
I've already got my ticket. I will be there. I can't wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already seen it, in action that night is also going to be the absolute best, the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez. Nasty Russ will be in action. The Star Rider, the NWF champion, the greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone. But folks, the pinnacle of the night is going to be that six-man tag. The Crimson Mafia, the Mercenary Anthony Bryant, Lord Crew, and Wildcat Chris Harris fighting not only for a shot to regain the NWF Tag Team Championship, but the right to stay together as a team as they take on the reigning tag team champions, Stewie Staggs, Dustin Jobs, better known as the Natty Boys, and Impact Wrestling Hall of Famer, the Monster Abyss. I mean,
you know,
the carnage alone from that match.
I believe what Anthony Bryant says when he says that they're on the same page. Well, actually, no, I don't. I take that back. I don't believe they're on the same page. I've been there the last couple of months, and I just, if they expect to stay together, if they expect to get a shot at what they call their tag team championships, they're going to have to be on the same page, and they're going to have to do something to. They're going to have to do something to equal. They're going to have to do something to equalize Abyss, because he alone is a game changer in that match.
While I won't discredit the fact that Abyss is a game changer, he is a huge game changer for the Natty Boys. You also got somebody standing on the opposite side of the ring that knows Abyss as well or better than anybody else in that locker room. A man that has gone to battle with him, has been on the same side as him, has been across the ring from him on multiple occasions in Wildcat Chris Harris. So, I mean, credit where credit's due. Abyss can change the game on the turn of a dime. But so can Wildcat Chris Harris. So, I mean, you've got two gentlemen that know each other better than just about any two people could. The real thing is going to be, can these guys work as a unit? Can they be the team on Saturday, December the 29th, the same team, a better team than what wreaked havoc over the entire tag team division, over any tag team that dared to step foot in the NWF and challenge them? Pretty much the bulk of 2018 and part of 2017, can the Mafia be that team on that night? Can they show the same solidarity? Can they pull it off? That is the question. Can they get along? Can they get along long enough to earn that shot?
Well,
we will
find out.
See the Mafia as a unit.
Saturday night, we will find out. Miss Callie, we're out of time. Have a great night.
See you Saturdays.